Dyslexia. Types, symptoms and causes. Dyslexia is a learning difficulty that affects people's ability to fluently read, spell and sometimes write. People with dyslexia often have trouble with reading comprehension, relating letters to sounds, and spelling. The Dyslexia Association suggests that nearly 10% of people in the UK struggle with dyslexia. Dyslexia is a part of the neurodiversity spectrum. Early evaluation and bespoke care allow people with dyslexia to reach their maximum potential at school, college and work. What is dyslexia? Dyslexia is a language-based learning difficulty with processing words and reading. Still, it does not affect the general intelligence of an individual. For example, a person can face challenges with reading but have average or above average intelligence. People with dyslexia have a differently wired brain than the average population. In many cases, it is hereditary but can also be acquired due to a brain injury or dementia. Dyslexia can vary in range and degree, but it generally impacts the ability to recognize and process the relationship between sounds and letters. Sometimes, even a short and familiar word can be challenging, and people try very hard to sound out a word. Spelling, writing, or speaking can also be affected in some cases. Therefore, a language processing difficulty is the most precise definition of dyslexia. Signs and symptoms of dyslexia. People with dyslexia often have trouble with organizing written and spoken language. This implies memorizing letter symbols for sounds and coding memories for words. Other challenges that a person with dyslexia might cope with include language and speech delay relating letters and their sounds, challenges with reading. Despite average intellectual capabilities, trouble with spelling words, struggle with memorizing names for abstract and concrete concepts, challenge with finishing tasks and tests within a given time frame, difficulty remembering phone numbers and written lists, trouble with reading maps and following directions. Challenge with learning foreign languages, trouble with comprehending longer reading texts, remembering number facts, synchronizing written and spoken language. However, not all people with one or more language difficulties mentioned above have dyslexia. The accurate assessment includes standardized tests of language, reading and writing abilities to establish the specific diagnosis. Signs and symptoms of dyslexia in children. Parents cannot precisely recognize the signs of dyslexia before school age. Typically, your child's school teacher will be the first to notice the learning difference. However, certain traits might indicate that your loved one may be facing challenges with reading and language expression at preschool age. The following checklists reveal the earliest indicators of dyslexia according to children's age. Before school, delayed speech or language development, learning new words at a slower pace, difficulty memorizing or naming letters and numbers, trouble with learning nursery rhymes and playing rhyming activities, struggle with learning to sing or tell the alphabet, substituting words and letters, family history of reading difficulties. School age. Signs of dyslexia may be more easily noticed once children start attending school. The most common differences that indicate dyslexia in school-age children include the following. Difficulty learning to read later than peers of the same age. Difficulty understanding and comprehending what is heard, trouble with selecting the right word or giving answers to questions, trouble with spelling or writing, trouble with the sequence and arrangement of words and things, struggle with spotting the similarity and differences in words, trouble with the sequence and arrangement of words and things. However, it is important to highlight that every child develops at a different pace. Some of these symptoms may appear due to many different causes that do not include dyslexia. Therefore, consult a GP or a learning specialist for a precise assessment if your child shows one or more learning differences. Signs and symptoms of dyslexia in teens and adults. Teenagers and adults share similar signs and symptoms of dyslexia with preschool and school-age children. The symptoms include difficulty with silent and loud reading. Using extra effort for reading and writing, spelling difficulties, slow writing and reading, trouble with math word assignments, struggle with learning a foreign language, challenging pronunciation of words and names, significant delay in completing reading and writing assignments, trouble summarizing things, evading reading activities. Formal dyslexia assessment can be made with a comprehensive evaluation by a psychologist and learning, reading, specialist at any age. Causes of dyslexia. Whilst scientists are working hard on determining what causes dyslexia, the precise genesis is still not clear. Most studies based on MRI results show a difference in the anatomical and functional features of the brain in people with dyslexia. However, the most common factors of this reading learning difficulty include genetics difference in the brain structure functions brain injury loss of cognitive functioning, dementia. This reading difficulty does not indicate a lack of intelligence or motivation to learn. With the proper assessment and adequate teaching approach, people with dyslexia can significantly improve their reading skills. Can trauma cause dyslexia? Yes, physical and mental trauma can be potential causes of developing dyslexia. This is also known as acquired dyslexia, and it can affect people of all ages but is most common in adults. Trauma dyslexia is mainly related to traumatic brain injury, TBI. Types of trauma that can trigger the onset of dyslexia include motor vehicle crash, fall from a height, brain or progressive ear infection, stroke or other conditions that cause oxygen deprivation, drowning or strangulation, some brain tumors. Emotional trauma is also seen as a potential cause of dyslexia. Whilst there is still no substantial evidence to sustain this type of dyslexia, specific situations that cause severe stress can lead to developing language learning difficulty. For example, emotional maltreatment, verbal or physical assault, neglect, or witnessing death might lead to dyslexia and related learning differences. Can you develop dyslexia later in life? Studies show that the reading skills of people gradually decrease with age. Whilst this is a biological and natural process, experiencing significant learning difficulties as an adult implies that you might have dyslexia. In some cases, this is just childhood dyslexia that wasn't diagnosed on time. In other, it can result from a specific neurodegenerative condition affecting the individual, brain injury or severe emotional trauma. Types of dyslexia. Learning and cognitive specialists identified 5 common types of dyslexia among people. This classification helps better understand the specific learning issue and improves the treatment's success. Knowing the different types of dyslexia helps reading experts create efficient strategies based on the individual's needs and helps them achieve the best improvement possible. Phonological dyslexia. This is the most common type of dyslexia. It affects the individual's skills to relate sounds to letters. People with phonological dyslexia have difficulty sounding out words. Common signs of phonological dyslexia include difficulty processing letters and sound relationships, trouble with decoding unfamiliar words, reading at a slower pace than the average reading speed, trouble with spelling words, avoiding reading tasks and activities, spelling the same word differently in the same text, trouble with recognizing familiar words in different texts. Rapid naming dyslexia. Rapid naming dyslexia describes difficulty naming specific things like a letter, number, color or object. Dyslexic people may need more time to remember the names of those terms. In addition, rapid naming dyslexia impacts an individual's processing reading speed. People with this type of dyslexia may experience the following: slow oral responses, completing reading and writing tasks at a slower pace than others at the same age, trouble retrieving words, replacing gestures with words, inventing non-existing words instead of actual words, tendency to change or to miss out on words, surface dyslexia. Surface dyslexia, also known as orthographic dyslexia and visual dyslexia, affects the ability to read by sight. Children with surface dyslexia might have trouble reading as they cannot recognize words by sight. This subtype of dyslexia involves difficulty recognizing familiar words at a glance but decoding new words without a problem. Many people can have surface and phonological dyslexia. The main characteristics of surface dyslexia are slow reading ability, avoiding reading activities, challenge in recognizing whole words, spelling difficulty, trouble reading words that sound different than they're spelt, trouble reading unfamiliar words by sight, visual dyslexia. Visual dyslexia is a learning difficulty that impacts the ability to memorize words written on a page. This is connected to visual functioning and short-term memory. Children with visual dyslexia often struggle with learning how to spell and form words, as these concepts require visual processing and memorizing the letter sequence. People with visual dyslexia might experience the following: trouble keeping track of the line within a text, blurred looking text, losing and regaining focus while reading, interchanging between single and double looking text, reading headaches or sometimes eye strain, tendency to change or to miss out on words, double deficit dyslexia. This learning difficulty combines the naming speed and phonological challenges within a person. Double deficit dyslexia may have a more significant impact on people's reading skills. The incidence is common, and the common symptoms include difficulty naming terms, objects, and colors, difficulty retrieving words, prominent phonological difficulties. Dyslexia treatment. Whilst dyslexia is a lifelong learning difficulty, proper evaluation and early interventions can improve people's reading and writing skills. In many instances, the proper treatment can help and encourage children to read efficiently. Educational methods are based on the person's needs and requirements and have the greatest success when started as early as possible. Family education about dyslexia is also essential, as children spend most of their time with their parents and relatives. The treatment typically includes a team of professionals, such as reading and learning specialists, who will design a specific action plan for your child. Individual learning strategies generally provide learning how to identify and operate with the smallest sound units, phonemes, understand the concept of phonics, the relation between sounds and letters, comprehend the process of reading, practice loud reading to stimulate reading speed and fluency, create a lexicon of acknowledged and comprehended words. The key to successful treatment is frequency and consistency. The exercises should be practiced gradually and regularly. In some cases, children would benefit from tutorials with a reading expert. For more prominent dyslexia, schools may have to implement an individual action plan for the child within the school program. FAQ's Guide for Parents and Family of Children with Dyslexia. Parents and family are the primary support and the safe place for a child. They represent the source of motivation, encouragement, love, and belonging at the same time. The most important thing for people with dyslexia is to be entirely accepted and respected in their homes and community. Therefore, the parents first need to embrace their child's differences and learn how to help the child build the best version of himself. Here are the steps you can take. Early assessment. If you spot any difference in your child's learning skills, consult the general healthcare provider. Early intervention is the key to a successful outcome. Practice reading aloud with your child. The more you read with your child, the better results they will accomplish. Regularly cooperate with your child's school team. The parents and teachers can make the most fruitful team in helping your child cope with dyslexia. Create a reading time ritual. Build a daily reading routine to encourage your child to read. This will also help the child to accept their difference and not perceive it as an obstacle in further life. Read to your child. The reading time can also include a piece of your favorite book to inspire your child to read. Also, you can become a member of the Dyslexia Association in your community to understand better the learning difference and how to cope with one. Learning difficulties associated with dyslexia. Sometimes dyslexia goes hand in hand with other learning difficulties in the related domain. However, it's important to distinguish that other learning disorders and vice versa do not cause dyslexia. Common learning difficulties associated with dyslexia are attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, dyscalculia, dysgraphia, dysphagia, short-term memory. Living with dyslexia. Early evaluation and intervention is the key to living a successful and rewarding life for people with dyslexia. Professional training and proper care can significantly improve the reading skills of people with dyslexia. Sometimes, hard work can make your child a competent reader. Having dyslexia does not limit people's academic and employment opportunities. People with dyslexia often have outstanding math, art, creativity, sports, and similar skills. Most educational institutions provide appropriate accommodations for people with dyslexia, tailored learning programs, trained educators, and exam preparation. Emotional support is essential for people with a different ways of thinking and learning. People with dyslexia may often feel excluded and less capable than their peers. Sometimes, no matter how hard they try, the issue persists, leading to demotivation and, in some cases, frustration. Family, friends, and the community should accept and embrace the differences and focus on a person's strengths. Many people with dyslexia, including historical figures and all-time artists, have had outstanding achievements in invention, discovery, and creativity. Some of them have even changed the world. Leaf Complex Care is supporting people with dyslexia. At Leaf Complex Care, we embrace and appraise people who learn and think differently. Our company culture is focused on respect, acceptance and equal human rights for everyone in society. We celebrate our diversity and strive for everyone to be treated equally and without discrimination. Our team of highly trained professionals provides a bespoke care plan for every child and adult with dyslexia. We are fully dedicated to the individual's teaching strategies. Our goal is to motivate people to be the best versions of themselves. We provide a human-based approach, empathy and a positive attitude to every individual with a learning diversity. LEAF Complex Care provides academic accommodation for your child, primarily focusing on a person's emotional well-being and self-awareness. Support individuals with dyslexia with LEAF Complex Care. Looking for a career in helping people with learning difficulties? You have landed in the right place. At LEAF Complex Care, we work and thrive as a family, and our core values are based on humanized care and respect. We treat our employees with dignity and respect, provide free training and celebrate the success of every one of us. With us, you can build a rewarding career by improving people's lives. If you want to make an impact and make the world a better place, join us now. Read more about other topics. Learning difficulty Fragile X syndrome. Fragile X syndrome is a genetic variation that may result in various learning and physical differences in an individual. It is inherited from a parent to a child and involves. Read more, learning difficulty attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Unlock the potential of ADHD with our comprehensive guide. Learn about the various symptoms, causes, positive sides and benefits of ADHD and our humanized care at home support available to empower. Read more, learning difficulty dysgraphia. Dysgraphia is a neurological diversity characterized by difficulties with writing that are not in line with one's developmental age. It can manifest in various ways, from challenges with the physical. Read more.